Today, we're beginning a series that profiles how issues raised by events in Ferguson intersect with what's happening in area classrooms. As the months have passed since protests erupted following the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown, teachers have gotten to know their students for the year, and some educators are beginning to weave Ferguson into their lesson plans. In St. Louis, that often means talking about race in a region with deep racial and socioeconomic divides. And while some educators have been eager to use events in Ferguson as a touchstone to talk about lingering issues of race in class, others have found those conversations uneasy at times. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd has our story.
It was early September, and Vincent Fluellen had just wrapped up his day teaching at Ladue Middle School.
It was a pretty day. I'd had a great day here at Ladue Middle School, and I was really in a good mood.
But Fluellen knew he could be in for a heavy night. Less than 4 weeks had passed since Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson fatally shot Michael Brown. And Fluellen, who is African-American, was on his way to an event for teachers at St. Louis University.
To learn more about how to teach Ferguson, how to teach this whole idea of racial understanding and racial healing.
That night, he was waiting in traffic on his way to make a quick pit stop at home before heading to the forum.
Car pulls up next to me, driven by this middle-aged, older white man, who then takes his hand, his right hand, and reaches it across his passenger seat in the shape of a gun.
Fluellen says the man then aimed his index finger at him and cocked his thumb like the hammer of a pistol.
Does that like 7 times to me. And I'm just looking at it like in complete disbelief. I cursed and said a few words to him through the window. But if I could, that there was that moment, if I had a brick, I would have thrown it at him.
It's a reaction that Fluellen says comes from the deep sting of racism, from feeling targeted for nothing more than the color of his skin. As frustration coursed through his body, the 8th grade teacher was in no mood to talk about untangling issues of race, class, and education, and he thought about calling it a night.
Going home and just staying home, he would have won, you know, and I got home and kind of pulled myself together and decided to go on and continue on with the night as planned.
Fast forward about 4 weeks, and Fluellen is standing at the front of a small classroom at Ladue Middle School. The teacher, in his early 40s, with a tightly cropped beard, has a calm, almost professorial air about him. He lays out today's topic for the 19 students in his multicultural studies class.
We're going to continue on with our conversations about race and racism in Ferguson.
Fluellen walks them through a discussion on everything from the role of social media in the protest to what it might be like to be a police officer. The conversation turns to the underlying issues of race that drew so many protesters to Ferguson, in particular, feelings of mistrust between minorities and law enforcement. He asked his students to form groups and talk to each other. On this day, 8th graders Miriam Sakura and Olivia Brock sat next to each other.
Like, I've never thought that I would be walking down the street and get pulled over by a police saying, like, what are you doing?
As for me, I have to look around the street all the time. Since I'm black, I gotta walk around the street and look for police officers. And sometimes I even have to, like, put my hands up a little bit just to show I have nothing.
I think that's sad.
As students talk, Fluellen makes his way around the classroom. Sometimes he leans in to ask a question. Mostly, he just listens.
Adults, we have such a hard time having those conversations. And it's because we didn't have an opportunity at the 8th grade level.
But having the type of conversation that's taking place in Fluellen's classroom hasn't been easy for some educators. Across the river in Illinois, Superintendent of Edwardsville School District 7, Ed Hightower, initially told teachers to change the subject if students began discussing events in Ferguson. As a guest on St. Louis on the Air this past August, here's how Hightower described interactions between some teachers and students when Ferguson came up in school.
The discussions went downhill and became very volatile.
Many parents in the district took issue with Hightower's decision to limit discussions related to Ferguson. The district has since developed a framework for talking about what it calls sensitive topics. According to Hightower, it was developed by parents, teachers, and administrators. The plan encourages teachers to talk with students about respecting multiple viewpoints before diving into controversial subject matter. The plan, however, does not mention Ferguson, Michael Brown, or the topic of race. After multiple requests, Hightower declined to be interviewed on the specifics of the framework or how it will be used in classrooms.
The reality is these conversations will become uncomfortable.
Brian Hutchinson is an assistant professor in the school counseling program at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. He says teachers need to be upfront with students about facts that remain unknown and perspectives that are unclear. And like what's called for in Edwardsville's plan, he says teachers need to set ground rules for respecting opposing viewpoints.
And then it becomes a willingness to engage, a willingness to discuss without answers on the horizon, and a willingness to take other people's viewpoints.
Back at Ladue Middle School, Vincent Flewellen's class is almost done for the day.
Awesome. Good way to end. Good okay. deal, class. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Flewellen.
Thank you, Mr. Flew.
As students file into the hall, the eighth grade teacher takes a seat at an empty desk. Flewellen says he has story after story of being stopped by police for no apparent reason. And keeping his own experiences and viewpoints out of lesson plans can be a tall order.
It's a struggle for me of not putting my stuff on the table for my students.
He says moderation is key, and the goal isn't to make Ferguson an everyday topic. But he says it would be foolish to pass up an opportunity for honest dialogue with students about race. And for Flewellen, this is personal. He says facilitating this conversation helps him make sense of his own wounds.
I think you either become bitter or you are determined to bring about change. And for me, I want to bring about change.
In a region with deep and historic racial divisions, he says that change might just begin to take shape in the classroom. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.